Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Hello, Anne. Good morning again. Yes, it's that type of year because you can't have missed the announcements about cleanups coming down the line. It's springtime and it's cleanup time. Operation Cleanup all around the country. What are we talking about? We're talking up mainly about coastal littering and plastic and that kind of thing. But the person who really knows all about it is John Keyser, Environmental Manager for Plastic South Africa. John, you're going to be joining us in the FMR expedition next week on Saturday morning.
Yes, on the 15th at the same spot. I think 2 years ago we did it, and it was probably one of my most enjoyable times cleaning up a beach that I've spent the last 25 years cleaning up beaches.
Yeah, we're very nice people.
Oh, no, definitely. It was really nice.
But on a serious note, this is just one day in the year when attention is focused on this huge thing, which is now becoming a focus of so much concern throughout the world. And here, plastics in the ocean. It's whew.
John, in 25 years, I've never seen such a focus on the material finding its way into the sea and being there. The efforts being done is incredible. The amount of people taking part. Last year, for instance, I was surprised. You know, I usually plan for about 12,000 people to take part nationally. I'd end up with 16,000. Mm. Okay, the weather was on our side. But it grows every year. The efforts from government, from industry to try and limit the amount of material finding its way into the sea and obviously trying to get the material that's already there out is wonderful to see.
The idea, it's an idea whose time has really come, maybe a little bit late, but it's come at least.
Yeah. Yes, at least it's come.
That's good. Well, from our point of view, just have a nice day out, learn about it and see for yourself, as I've seen with your expeditions before. And I've been to Robben Island. Robben Island, you think, oh, it's offshore, but the litter gets there too.
John, especially with the fact that there is energy in the Cape Town rivers again, that the rivers are flowing, it means that a lot of waste is flowing out. What we're going to do this year with the Robben Island cleanup, we are actually bringing all that litter back to this cleanup at Milnerton at the lagoon. And we're going to sort it out just to see how much of that material can be recycled. It's most of the rigid plastics, but they shouldn't be lying there. We should be recycling them. Yeah.
So it's about attitudes and behavior and hope. And it's not, you know, it's the plastics industry and it's the consumer. And there's so many role players. Can't even go into that in the little bit of time we have. But really, it boils down to the individual in the end.
Very, very, very true. If you can, especially in Cape Town, the city of Cape Town supports recycling in a very large way. I think it's probably the municipality in South Africa that supports recycling by far the most. So with the clear bag system, the two bag system that a lot of people have in their areas, support that as much as you can. It doesn't just help not the material getting into landfill, but it also supplies work to a lot of needy people.
Yes, that's the other part of it is jobs.
Job creation, very, very critical, not just at the sorting site, but obviously at the end of the day at the various converters.
There's no doubt that the plastics industry is on board, otherwise they are just the target all the time. But as I've said, it's everybody's responsibility, including your industry. And single-use plastic has now become that sort of
a buzzword.
Phrase.
Yes, but I think it's time. We've been talking about for a long time that there, and when I say we, I'm an environmentalist at the end of the day, we've been talking about it for a long time that there's a lot of material being generated where there is no recycling in its life cycle. I'm referring here to especially straws.
And
little sweetie sticks. There's a myriad of these things one can mention. We should rather not use them, or rather use an alternative material.
No matter how small it is, even if it's a little toothpick or a straw, it's still a problem.
It's still a problem, yes. Because the recycling industry is targeting the bigger material, doesn't target the small material.
Okay, John, well, I mustn't keep you back. You've got to go out and organize stuff in the next few days. And we'll see you next week. And I hope a lot of our very wonderful listeners who are really committed. We'll see them there next week at Milton, 10 yes. o'clock. Milton Beach.
Yes. Milton Beach, yeah. There's going to be a lot of other cleanups in the area. Be part of this one. A lot of small stuff in that area like last time. And I hope it will be just like last time, such a joyful time.
John Keyser of Plastic South Africa, thanks very much. And from me, John Richards, see you soon.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.